This is Jaguars Postgame,
presented by Florida Home AC.
JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Pride of the Jaguars, Fred Taylor, bring you highlights and analysis from today's game. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by Baptist Health, Farrah and Farrah, and by Everbank. Now, to get things started, here's JP Shadrick.
All right, welcome again, everybody. The Jaguars improved to 2-2 on the season with a 23-7 win over the Atlanta Falcons. Mike Dempsey and Tony Smith here with you in the Hyundai Studios stateside for Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today, the official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Tony Smith, we'll check back in on the boys in London when we get the opportunity, but this was one that we said all week long. 1 point, 2 points, ugly, beautiful, anything in between. You just had to find a way to come out with more points than the Atlanta Falcons. The Jags did that today. It was a very good defensive effort. Wasn't a perfect offensive effort, but the victory is the main thing here.
Yeah, keep the city sanity kind of week, right? With it being 1-2, with the way that it unfolded against Houston on top of that, about as miserable a day last Sunday as you could possibly have in the city of Jacksonville with the way that that game happened to unfold. This week they bounce back against an Atlanta team that's kind of tough to even figure out at this point in time. As, you know, this is a Falcons team that there's nothing really that threatens you too much, right, with the Atlanta Falcons. But you look on the other side for the Jags going into this one, as I think we're going to get Evan Engram here in just a moment from the locker room over there in London. But we'll get to that here in just a moment. A big win for the Jags as they get back on the winning side of the column, back to 2-2. We'll see what's going to happen next week against Buffalo. But as you said, not the best day offensively, but a pretty good day for the next guest we're going to be talking to.
Well, that's right. Evan Engram, 7 catches for 59 yards on the day. And now hopping on to talk about the victory, a much-needed one in London. Is he with Brian Sexton? He's with Bucky Brooks right now. So let's send it over to Bucky Brooks and Evan Engram back in London.
Hey, thanks, guys. Evan, big win today. A little different, a little more like last year in terms of the way everyone was involved. What went into the effort to get the win today?
Just the little things, man. That was our big focus this week. Just honing in on the little details, all the things that we're in control of. And it started Monday when we cleaned up the film, and Wednesday, first rep of practice. So that was the focus this week, playing together, playing complimentary football, all three phases, and coming out with a win.
It seemed like today you guys were really dialed in from a complimentary football phase, the offense, defense, and special teams. A little more run heavy, had more big bodies on the field. Was that something that you guys felt like would give you advantage, have more tight ends, more linemen on the field?
Yeah, I mean, we felt, you know, we had a good game plan against them. Our offensive linemen, they're confident. They want to get the run game going. And, you know, that was a big focus for us. And like I said, the three phases of the game, everybody being on the same page, whatever the play came in as, we just had to go make it.
You know, it's funny because on the sideline you talk about everyone being on the same page. I felt like the first couple games there was a lot of pressure, like trying to live up to last year's expectation, trying to start where you ended last year. How have you guys been able to kind of regroup and just, hey, keep the main thing the main thing?
Yeah, and like I said earlier, it's the little things. You look at the struggles we had past prior weeks. We weren't doing the little things right. We weren't doing the minor details that have to be done in this league to be successful. We weren't doing those. So we kind of hit the reset button, got back to the basics, got back to our brand of football, and we were able to come out with a win today with that.
Last thing for you. So now you stay overseas for like another week. How can staying over here help you guys become more connected and that end up being better, producing better results on the field?
I mean, it's a great opportunity. We're here for a week. Just a great time to spend time together, to stay focused, be under one roof all together, spend quality time together, and really put the work in a different environment and a different energy. We saw that as an opportunity to come out here and try to get two wins after not, you know, being successful the past 3 weeks. So we're going to enjoy our time here, but we're here to work. We're here on a mission, and we're trying to go back to the States 2-0.
Man, let's see it. Let's see it happen next week. We'll see you against the Buffalo Bills. Thanks for jumping on.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Bucky. There's Bucky Brooks with Evan Engram there. And, Tony, really, the offense concentrated mostly in three players today outside of the quarterback, mm-hmm. obviously. Travis Etienne had some tough sledding today, 20 carries for 55 yards, but Christian Kirk with the 8 catches for 84. Evan Engram with 7 for 59. Really were the chain movers for this football team today.
Yeah, they really were. And we've been talking to the fan base throughout the season, talking about they forced the ball to Calvin Ridley. Like, a lot of fans feel like that's been part of it. I don't necessarily agree with that being what I think we've seen through the first 3 weeks, but that certainly wasn't the case today.
Not at all.
You know, where he gets 2 targets, one of them being a touchdown where he's uncovered, got 1 more in the second half of the football game today. That's it, you know, for Calvin Ridley today, for whatever reason. And I think it's something we're going to talk about throughout the post game here. The offensive line remains an issue for the Jacksonville Jaguars going into the season. You know, 4 games into it now, you saw Trevor Lawrence get hit a bunch today, had to run a bunch today, had to get the ball out of his hand really quickly a bunch today. And I think that speaks to why it was more, you know, Christian Kirk and Evan Engram, the guys that were going to be the targeted guys in the Jaguars pass game. Spent an offseason talking about, well, now they got Calvin Ridley, it should open up things downfield. I think it could potentially, if you can block it up well enough to give them an opportunity to do that. Today, I don't think that was happening. Trevor was just under too much harassment for that kind of thing to unfold, but both those guys had good enough days for them to win.
Yeah, it's not a great pass rush team either that you're facing today. Only
right.
2 official sacks for the Falcons, but to give credit to Ridley, he did also draw a 40-yard pass interference penalty.
He did. Exactly what that's going to look like for him.
I think part of it is Atlanta just doesn't have the offensive personnel to move the needle in the passing
game.
Don't. Right? And they're not making good use of Kyle Pitts. And, you know, Jeff Logman said watching him on film, he looks kind of slow. And
yeah.
He's a phenomenal athlete. He's a great high point catcher
and
all these things. But he doesn't gain a lot of separation out there. And so you've got Drake London to concern yourself with. And, yes, he had the touchdown today. But overall, again, like we've been talking about, the 9 pass breakups, 3 for Darius Williams, by the way, 2 for Campbell. 1 each for Cisco and Herndon. And how about Chad Muma, who we talked about extensively in the pregame, going to take on some coverage responsibilities here. You know they want to get the ball to Bijan Robinson any way they can, and he is their leading receiver. He did catch 5 of 5 targets today, but Muma got his hands on a couple of footballs, and they didn't let Bijan have the big play in the passing game, averaging only 6.5 yards a catch.
Well, when he would catch one or run one for anything over 5, you were like, oh, that's a big play. That's how it felt today. With how well the Jaguars defense played, is that anything Atlanta got on a play that was 5 yards or more, you were like, oh, that felt like an explosive play for the Falcons in today's game, which tells you how well the Jags were playing on the defensive side of the ball. Bijan never got loose against the Jags today.
All right, PRI Productions, the Southeast full-service event company, has everything you need to bring your next idea to life. Visit PRIProductions.com to learn more. Right now, let's head it back over to London. Bucky Brooks at the Wembley Vault, standing by with head coach Doug Peterson.
Coach, I listened to you talk to Brian Sexton before the game. You talked about stopping the run, turnovers, and then just finishing the game well. How did you feel like the team fared?
I thought we did all those things. You know, we know Bijan's a tremendous running back, and he's going to be a great player in this league. That's very evident. But yeah, you know, that was one thing we needed to focus on was trying to slow down the run, create the turnovers, which we did. None bigger probably than the sack fumble at the end of the game to ice it. And then we finished. Offense finished, right? They finished drives. Late in the game, you know, balls at the 10, we go down, kick a field goal. Balls at the 6, we go down, we kick a field goal, and then another one there late. So, yeah, I thought that was a very good performance by all 3 phases today.
It was interesting talking to Foye Luakon, Evan Engram, Tyson Campbell. All the guys said the same things. They talked about getting back on the details and remembering our formula and recipe for winning. What went into, like, getting everybody back on track to refocus and kind of get their minds right?
Sometimes you just, you know, me as a head coach, you search for things to tell your team during the week. And I just kept coming back to, you know, I use that phrase work to win around our building a lot. And I just reminded the guys back on Wednesday that, hey, the reason we work to win, this is our process. This is what we do on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and ultimately the game. And let's get back to just focusing on that, focusing on our process. Let's not worry about the game. Game will take care of itself. And, you know, the guys really did that. They handled a little bit of a disruptive week with the travel and all that kind of stuff, but they handled it extremely well. And I felt like we did that today. We got back to the type of football that we're capable of playing. And now we have to sustain this and remember this as we move forward.
So they talked about this being a business trip. They compared it to the joint practices in Detroit. Go to Detroit, take care of business against a good team, learn how to practice, learn how to work, and those things. And they were talking about how this is an opportunity for the team to galvanize with everyone being under one roof. It was very similar to what you talked about last week. What is the advantage of having everybody together, kind of away from everything, so you can create that mini camp or training camp environment?
Yeah, I think it's a lot like camp, a lot like Detroit, as you mentioned. Where else are we going to go? We're at the hotel. We're downstairs in the meal room. We're at practice. I mean, these guys are going to spend a lot of time around each other, and that's what these weeks are all about. And this is a great opportunity for us to kind of embrace that a little bit, and really, because the season's still, we're a month in now, right? And a long season still ahead of us. But you know, you're saying the things that I hope the team is thinking and saying. You know, you're telling me, mm-hmm. hey, the players are saying this.
Yeah, yeah.
And that kind of makes you proud as a coach that they're repeating some of the same things we talk about. But this is a time for us to do that and to really, I think, get close. Offense, defense, special teams, you know, to kind of hang with guys and get to know people a little bit more. I think this is a great week coming up for that.
Last thing, that observation was there, me standing on the sideline. It seemed like the team was a little more connected. Like it was about the team and everyone just kind of like offense, defense, special teams. You had a complimentary game that some people were like, oh, what about the offense? But it looked like they understood if everyone just handles their responsibilities, the team will win. Did you have that sense while you were watching?
I felt that. I felt that, you know, during the week. Obviously today, I really felt like pregame warm-ups, the guys were really energized and kind of focused on their jobs. And, you know, just the energy in the locker room before the game. I just felt like this team was going to come out and play well, and they did. And, you know, made the plays when they had to defensively. You know, hats off for those guys and the way they battled. Mike Caldwell, great plan. And then offensively, again, just finishing the game. So I felt that, you know, it's one step in the direction that we need to continue to go in.
Well, hopefully we get a chance to see it again next week against the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, good opponent coming up. Yep,
cool.
Thanks.
All right, thank you, Bucky. Thank you, head coach Doug Peterson right there live at Wembley Stadium as the Jags even the record at 2-2 with a 23-7 win. Doug Peterson talking about energy, Tony. Inexplicably not really present the last couple of weeks,
yeah.
Right? Noticeably not the intensity level that this team needed. Kind of joking about, hey, we're kind of forced into close confines together. Where else are we going to go? Well, there are some past Jaguar teams that might have a itinerary for you. They know where to go to find the London hotspot. So I'm glad that this team did treat this as a business trip.
Yeah, we've heard a few of those stories.
We absolutely have heard way too many. But the final one I wanted to comment on here, Doug Peterson talking about work to win, right? It's very mm-hmm. similar to what we heard Christian Kirk's comments in the pregame, that we're focused so much on the end result. We got to focus on the process. How do we get there? Do the steps. And the winning will either come or it won't, but it's as a result of the things that you do during the week and then you put into practice during the game. You can't just fast forward to the good stuff.
No. Look, the game's the fun part, right? Like, that's where it's fun for all these guys. That's how it's always worked. It's the preparation and the amount of effort and work you put into playing that game that gives you an opportunity to be in a position to win, right? Where these things become instinctual. They look like they were having fun for the first time since maybe that first half against Indianapolis. It looked like the team was maybe having some fun out on the field that week. Since then, I don't think we've seen them look like they're playing with any kind of energy, having any kind of fun on the football field. Today they did, and it looked like they had that kind of energy on from the whole roster. The whole 53 today felt like they were having fun playing football for the first time in basically a month. It was nice to see. We'll see if that can carry over into next week against the Bills.
He's Tony Smith. I'm Mike Dempsey. We're at the Hyundai Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, as the Jaguars finish off the Atlanta Falcons today 23-7 over in London. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network. Third down efficiency, still a bit of a sore spot for Jacksonville. 5 out of 14 converting third downs and 1 of 2 on fourth down. So 6 out of 16, not where you want to be right now. 6 out of 12 on third down for the Falcons, by the way. And they failed on their only fourth down attempt deep in Jaguar territory. The Jags ran 64 plays to the Falcons, 57, posting 300 yards of offense. And the Falcons got 210 of their 287 total yards in the second half today. Penalties, Jags had 3 for 25, 3 for 50 on the Falcons. That included the 40-yard pass interference that Calvin Ridley was able to draw, and ultimately the time of possession battle went in favor of Jacksonville. 32 minutes, 51 seconds compared to 27:09 for Atlanta.
On the individual stats side for the Jags today, Trevor Lawrence, 23 of 30 for 207 yards with one touchdown, no picks, a 105.8 rating. He added 42 yards on the ground on 8 carries. He was second on the team today in rushing yards behind Travis Etienne, who had 20 carries for 55 yards in today's contest. Christian Kirk on 12 targets, caught 8 for 84. Evan Ingram caught 7 of 8 targets for 59 yards, and Calvin Ridley, 2 catches on 2 targets, including that 30-yard touchdown today, had 38 yards total. Travis Etienne, 3 receptions for 17 yards. Luke Farrell with a couple today as well, 2 for 10 for the Jaguars. Let's see, on the defensive side of the ball, Foye Oluokun, as he does every week, leads the team in tackles with 9, 8 of them being solo stops today. Chad Muma stepping into the starting lineup, 7 tackles, 3 individual tackles, solo tackles today there on the Jaguars defense. Tyson Campbell, as you mentioned, had a big day, not just with the 2 passes defensed on a team that had 9 on that side of the ball today. Tyson Campbell had 6 tackles today as well, 5 of them solo tackles there for the Jags on that side of the ball. And Josh Allen leading the way with 3 sacks, his second 3-sack afternoon of the season already.
All right, some of your official final stats for the Jacksonville Jaguars today. Up next, Jaguar Radio Network Player of the Game voting. Jags win it 23-7 over the Falcons. This is Jaguars Post Game on Jaguars Radio.
Maximize your energy savings with a new energy-efficient heating and cooling system from Florida Home Air Conditioning today. Get up to $1,750 back and a free Nest thermostat when Florida Home buys back your old inefficient HVAC system. Expert technicians and flexible payment options are great reasons to call Florida Home today. Florida Home Air Conditioning, the official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Visit FloridaHomeAC.com for details, terms, and conditions. License number CMC125039, CFC1430664, EC1300857.
FloridaHomeAC.com.
Who will your child grow up to be? Well, that depends on all of us. That's why, along with our groundbreaking medical care, Nemours Children's Health supports programs that address issues like food insecurity and the resources essential to learning. It's all part of creating a healthier future for all children, so they can grow up to be whoever they want to be. Nemours Children's Health, well beyond medicine.
Hey, Jaguars fans, are you tired of being late to the game because you're stuck in traffic looking for a parking space? Well, join the thousands of other Jags fans who already know the smartest way to get to Everbank Field is on JTA's Game Day Express. Shuttles run from 5 locations around Jacksonville. Passes start at $10 and are available exclusively on the MyJTA mobile app. Visit jtafla.com for full details. The JTA Game Day Express, where you're winning before the game even starts. Your Game Day Express is sponsored by the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens.
The kick is up. It's good!
Score winning sub deals this Jaguars regular season at Firehouse Subs. Get 2 medium subs for just $10 after any game when the Jaguars kick a field goal of 40 yards or more.
It's a bold deal for the bold city.
Sign up at firehousesubs.com/fieldgoalsforfirehouse for offer details and to automatically receive this offer when you use your Firehouse Subs rewards account. Redeemable only at participating Jacksonville and Orlando area restaurants. Only available on the Firehouse Subs app and online ordering.
Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today, official air conditioning partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars. Mike Dempsey and Tony Smith in the Hyundai studios here stateside as it's time for our player of the game voting. Jaguar Radio Network player of the game voting. Here's how it usually works. Mm-hmm. Usually JP Shattuck gets a vote. I get a vote. And Fred Taylor, because he's in the Pride of the Jaguars, gets a vote and a half.
Yeah.
And that way, if Fred wants to go off the board and JP and I split, he'll determine it. He can break any ties. That's the way it works. So what we're going to do today, I'll get a vote, you'll get a vote, and in the case of a tie, Donna Murphy will step in with a vote and a half and determine. I think there are a couple of really outstanding candidates today, Tone, but I'm going to go with the guy who made the biggest play in the game. That was Darius Williams with the pick six today, one of three pass breakups that he had on the afternoon, his first interception in several seasons, four tackles, solo variety, and one assist to go along with those pass breakups. But the pick six, I thought, really tilted the balance of this game in the Jaguars' favor and just gave you the feeling that Atlanta was not going to have it today against this Jaguar defense. So I go Darius Williams with my vote for Jaguar Radio Network Player of the Game.
I will go with Josh Allen, who had his second three-sack game of the season, including that final sack today, which came with a forced fumble on the other side of it that the Jags recovered and led to them taking knees to close this one out today. So my vote goes to Josh Allen on his three-sack.
Oh, look at here, Donna. It's a tie. It's all on you now.
You know, I can't disagree with Tony's pick, but I was going to choose Foye Oluokun because you heard his name called so often today with the eight tackles, the assist, and then he also assisted Josh Allen with the recovery of that fumble. But I will go on Tony's side and choose Josh Allen.
All right, good candidates all. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, our Jaguar Radio Network player of the game with the three sacks today, including the forced fumble. So turnover there as well,
yep.
And that kind of the game sealer for him. And now a half dozen sacks through the first four games of the season. And again, as we talked about earlier, this really felt like a legit big-time pass rush performance today, more so than the opener against the Indianapolis Colts. They all count, but today's helped make Josh Allen the Jaguar Radio Network player of the game. If you're looking for the MVP of the truck game, then look no further than Ford F-150s loaded with impressive capabilities and designed to dominate work, play, and everything in between. This truck makes tough look easy. Your local Ford dealer, proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Up next, the Baptist Health Injury Report. Jags win it 23-7. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith here with you from the Hyundai Studios. Jags win it 23-7. Your injury report today presented by Baptist Health and the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, the official sports medicine provider of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Really the one to keep an eye on going forward here, particularly with Jamal Agnew missing today's game, was Parker Washington, who stepped in to get his first NFL action as the primary return man for the Jags today and promptly got injured on his first return. A knee injury, did not return to action today, forcing Christian Kirk into those duties where he had one punt return for 12 yards on the contest. But Parker Washington will keep an eye on that. Andre Sisco did leave the game briefly but came back in, as did Josh Allen. Evan Engram might have got hit in a sensitive area and missed a play. But for the most part, it looked like a healthy day for the Jacksonville Jaguars with the one question surrounding Parker Washington. So let's hope we get good news on that knee. So a nice brief injury report presented by Baptist Health and Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. Up next, we'll take a look at next week as the Jags stay in London to take on the Bills today. They knock off the Falcons 23-7. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today, the official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mike Dempsey and Tony Smith here from the Hyundai Studios. Tony, Buffalo Bills await. The Jaguars are going into uncharted territory. Never has a team played two consecutive games abroad like they're getting ready to do. Let me ask you, how do you think that impacts them now that they're there and they have a win under their belt? You know, they're not used to staying for this extended period of time, but could this kind of good feeling that they have about the so-called business trip kind of help propel them throughout the course of the week?
Let's hope, right? It certainly wouldn't help them to lose today against the Atlanta Falcons as far as getting ready for Buffalo next week. So let's hope that at least that positive momentum can be a big factor in that game. You know, when they announced the back-to-back London games, we were talking about it here on local radio, obviously, and the idea being, I'm not sure that there's a net positive for the team having to stay an extra week in London, right? Like, I think in my mind, it hurts them more than it helps them to do the week, getting used to it, being there the entire time, not getting to go home. I think the odds are pretty good that by the time you get to next Thursday, Friday, that all 53 guys are going to be going, can we just go home? Right? Like, I'm sick of being here. Right? Like, that kind of thing. To be away from it for that long, I think, is a real test. I'm curious to see how it looks by the time we get to kickoff, but they're certainly helped by having beat the Falcons today.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I disagree. I think particularly because of the fact that they won the game, I think they're going to have a really enjoyable next couple of days, you know, and as Trevor Lawrence said, you kind of walk around with your chest puffed out a little bit. Hey, we won. You're here to see us. We're the show in town, that kind of thing. So we'll see. Hopefully it plays out. Buffalo's obviously a very good team. Currently tied up at 7 with the Miami Dolphins, who just dropped 70 last week. So Buffalo looking for a better defensive performance than the Denver Broncos put up. For those on our flagship station here, 1010XL in Jacksonville, we invite you to stick around. The Scoreboard Show is coming up next. For those on the network outside of Jacksonville, join us on Jaguars.com or the Jaguars YouTube channel. The Vice President of Production of Jaguars Radio is Patrick Cavanaugh. Executive Producer Dave DeCandis. The Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato. Linda Fortunato, Tony Smith, and Donna Murphy are your studio producers. Brent Reber, Trent Padilla, Gabby Dalton, David Cho, and Max Hockman produce video for Jaguars.com. William Pease handles our podcast. Katie Waske on advertising. For Tony Smith, for Bucky Brooks, Donna Murphy, and Linda Fortunato, and our entire crew, this is Mike Dempsey saying good afternoon to all of you. Stick around for the Scoreboard Show locally. 23-7, the Jags knock off the Falcons on the Jaguars Radio Network.